Jeremiah chapter 40. The word that came to Jeremiah from Jehovah after that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, had let him go from Ramah, when he had taken him, being bound in chains, among all the captivity of Jerusalem and Judah that were carried away captive to Babylon. And the captain of the bodyguard took Jeremiah and said unto him, Jehovah thy God hath pronounced this evil upon this place, and Jehovah hath brought it about, and done according as he said. For ye have sinned against Jehovah, and have not hearkened unto his voice. Therefore this thing is come upon you. And now, behold, I loose thee this day from the chains that are upon thy hand. If it seem good in thy sight to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will keep mine eye upon thee. But if it seem ill unto thee to come with me to Babylon, forbear. See, all the land is before thee. Whither seemeth good and right in thy sight to go, thither go. And while he had not yet given answer, he said, Yea, go back to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon hath appointed over the cities of Judah, and abide with him in the midst of the people, or go wheresoever it seemeth right in thy sight to go. And the captain of the bodyguard gave him provisions and a present, and let him go. And Jeremiah came unto Gedaliah the son of Ahikam to Mizpah, and abode with him among the people that remained in the land. And all the captains of the forces that were in the fields, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah the son of Ahikam over the land, and had committed unto him men and women and children and the poor of the land, of them that had not been carried away captive to Babylon. And they came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, even Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, and Seraiah the son of Tanhumeth, and the sons of Ephi the Netophathite, and Jezaniah the son of Amaacathite, they and their men. And Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, swore unto them and to their men, saying, Fear not to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. And as for me, behold, I dwell at Mizpah, to stand before the Chaldeans, who will come unto us. And ye, gather wine, and summer fruits, and oil, and put them in your vessels, and dwell in your cities which ye have taken. Likewise all the Jews that were in Moab, and among the children of Ammon and in Edom, that were in all the lands, heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant in Judah, and that he had appointed over them Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan. And all the Jews returned out of all the places whither they had been driven, and came to the land of Judah to Gedaliah, unto Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits in great abundance. And Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields, came to Gedaliah unto Mizpah, and said unto him, Dost thou indeed know that Baalis, the king of the children of Ammon, hath sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to smite thee to death? But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam believed them not. And Johanan the son of Kareah spoke to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, Let me go, I pray thee, and I will smite Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and no man shall know it. Why should he take thy life, and all they of Judah who are gathered unto thee be scattered, and the remnant of Judah perish? But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam said unto Johanan the son of Kareah, Thou shalt not do this thing, for thou speakest falsely of Ishmael.